This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. The gospel is how that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That is the gospel. Romans 1:16, Paul writes, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, you first, also to the Greek. Verse 70, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by his faith. You know, we're preaching the gospel to the Jews. God said to me once, way back in the 70s, everybody was trying to figure out how to witness to a Jew. God said, you know how to witness to a Jew? I said, oh, yes. He said, read Acts chapter 2. Is that all? Well, that's all. 40 years, or probably 38, I've known how to witness to a Jew, and they still don't. They still want to introduce the Messiah to them. Well, you missed him once. Don't do it this trip. He's here. He came. He's alive. He's well. He's risen. Mary said that. Thank God. He is risen. He's risen for Israel. He's risen for Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals. You need to be born again, all of you. Thank God, born by the Spirit of God. Well, we're talking about faith equips us to reign. R-E-I-G-N. Reign. I said that because someone might not be as intelligent of you as you, but they got more sense. Did you know intelligence is not a measure of sense? You know that? I've met some very intelligent people and they didn't have enough sense to get out of the rain. I do a PhD, physiological chemistry, I think. He was so weird, he put wire on his shoes so he'd get traction walking in ice in Columbia, Missouri, and not use up more energy than he should. I thought, you fool, I bet you burn more energy putting them on there than it would walking. Oh, he was brilliant. Name was Odell, and they called him Digger. Goodness sakes, did I meet some squirrels at universities? Okay, that's enough. I know when to quit, Lord. But they were blinded by the God of this world. Kathy Dee is going to read 1 Corinthians 1:17-18, where we left off yesterday. We want to recap, see if we can do a better job than we did yesterday. All right? Would you read them?
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
The Apostle Paul was an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a preacher to Gentiles. That's what I am. Same thing. The same thing. I was in Zimbabwe once, riding in a yellow station wagon with a graduate of Christ for the Nation. And he was talking to me about my ministry. I said, well, I got the same ministry that the Apostle Paul had. Yeah. He said he was an apostle, preacher, a teacher, and a preacher to the Gentiles. We know he's a prophet because the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 1 says he was. So he's an apostle, prophet, teacher, and preacher to the Gentiles. That's what I am. I told this guy that, and he said, well, they didn't teach me that at Christ for the Nations. I said, that's because Christ for the Nations don't know God. Well, they're Christ for the Nations. Well, look, you can call yourself anything. Well, you can. That doesn't make it so. Amen. So, Paul was not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said. Not with what? Man's wisdom?
Right. Not with the wisdom of words.
Oh, wisdom of words.
Right.
In what's name?
Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Right. Did you know you study, you present, you make it, you get you a sermon. Did you know that I've had denominational preachers tell me they studied 30 hours to get a 30-minute sermon? 30 hours? You got to be kidding. I had a Church of Christ minister ask me once, how long does it take you to make a 14-minute radio broadcast? You know, I didn't have the courage to embarrass a fool. It takes 14 minutes. I just go in, sit down, open my mouth wide, and God fills it. That's what the psalmist says. Thank God. Preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words. What's the definition of this word? What does Webster say? Well, who cares? I do not use Webster's dictionary to find definition of words. Because did you know the meaning of words is determined by their usage? Is that right?
That's right.
It's what I've been taught by people that don't know. Yeah, and the usage changes. And you can tell when usage changes. I was in a taxi cab once, Patty and I were, in Japan. I will not tell you the word, but the taxi driver had learned a new American word that day. And everything that he said, that word was applied to it. And I just laughed. He didn't even know what he's saying. My Lord and my God. Words, wisdom of words, makes the cross of Christ of none effect. The book of Luke, it's recorded, Jesus said, "Whoa, lawyers! Whoa, lawyers! You have rejected the key of knowledge. Whoa, lawyers. You've shut up the kingdom. You won't go in yourself. And you hinder those from going in that would go in. Because you tell them what you believe. I was talking to a lawyer once from Fayetteville, Arkansas, on the phone about 1 Timothy chapter 4. In these last days, the Spirit speaketh expressly that people will give heed to doctrines of devils. It goes on and it says to abstain from meats and commanding or forbidding not to marry and abstain from meats. And I said, it says there every creature of God is good if it's sanctified with a word of prayer and faith. That lawyer said, well, you know that's not true. The Old Testament tells us what to eat. I said, lawyer, it says we're under a new covenant established on better promises. Did you ever read that, lawyer? Well, I didn't think it pertained to meats, he said. What do you think it pertained to? Oh, Washington's full of them. God bless them. God bless them. There's a change in action in America. A change in action in Washington. A change now moving in Washington. The next 2 years will be worth watching. If you want to be a bird watcher, go ahead. I'd rather be a congressional watcher. Because it's going to be fun to watch them confounded by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because many of them are lawyers. Man's words make the cross of Christ of none effect. Is that the end of verse 17?
That's the end of verse 17.
What's 18 say?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Preaching of the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Paul said God did not send him to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Then it says, for the preaching of the cross. The cross and the gospel are the same. But if you're blind, you can't see it. You cannot see it. If God has blinded your eyes, say, God wouldn't hide anything from a man. He wants us all saved. Yeah, he'll hide it from you, you prideful thing. You can't get around God. You can't manipulate him. You can't tell God one thing. Nothing. For the preaching of the cross is what?
Foolishness. To them that perish, foolishness.
Foolishness. The preaching of the cross, not the wooden sticks. That's foolishness to think that's the cross. Or gold, or silver, or diamonds inlaid. No. That's not the cross. That's an instrument of death. That thing didn't have one bit of power over Jesus. You know that? They crucified him on there. They dislocated his legs. Every bone was out of joint. Everyone, 206 or so, were out of joint. couldn't kill him. All the sicknesses of the world was laid upon his central nervous system. But he didn't lose control. No, he didn't lose control. Why? Because his spirit ruled his soul. His spirit ruled his soul. And when his soul went wacky with your sickness, your demons, and mine, which are no longer around, got them cast out of me. Who cast them out? I did by the Spirit of God. That's who cast my own demons out. By the Spirit of God. Faith, the gospel, the blood of Jesus. All of Jesus' soul was made sick, was made sin. With our sins and our sicknesses, rest of his flesh was. But he walked in his spirit. You know what was funny at the Schlosser trial? That bunch of people, and you know, I have compassion on them because they were so ignorant. And there were all kinds of people there, lawyers, physicians, and cops, and judges, and reporters and other people. They couldn't understand. They couldn't understand why they couldn't rattle me, why I didn't crack up and go ballistic, as you'd say, why they couldn't do anything with me. As Terry Myers in heaven now said, going about halfway through, it's like they all gave up and sat back, and you were in charge. I said, I was in charge when it didn't look like it. Why? Because my spirit is joined to the Lord, and it's one spirit. And it's Jesus Christ in me that ruled in that courtroom. And those people didn't know what to do with me. They said Davidson, a reporter wrote Davidson at 73. What's that? 1 year to God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day. Pardon me, it's 1 day, is 1,000. Well, you know, what's 73 years old? David said that 73 was a dominant presence in that courtroom with his gravelly voice. That's what I like. And his scriptural references. And as Jennifer Emily wrote, sat there with a smirk on his face all the time. Probably did. Laughing at you. Oh, my demeanor is determined by God, by the Holy Ghost. God sent me to preach the gospel, the cross. 18 says what?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Oh, did you know that bunch at the Schlosser trial were all perishing that thought what I was saying was foolishness? Yeah. This lawyer said, now you say Dina Schlosser is demon possessed. I said, yes, sir, that's right. Really? Yeah. She's demon possessed. She shouldn't know what she's doing. Devils tell her what to do. Devils tell her what to do. Well, they do. Look, if a Baptist person in a Baptist church has a demon in them that says, I determine, now, this demon told her, the preacher of this congregation, if I determine what goes into the Baptist Sunday School literature in Nashville, Tennessee, if I determine that, You think that devil couldn't tell you what to do? Had the devil once tell me, it was in a young woman, said, he said, I have the ability to go into a person and make that person do what I want them to do. Did you know Nebuchadnezzar was lifted up in pride and lost his ability to reason? And God took the kingdom away from him in one day. Did you know King Herod stood up one day and he was a great orator and he was giving a great oration? An angel of the Lord slapped him. He died. The worms ate him up in front of all of them. Would that not change the opinion of the people following a king? Might not. You know? That would change mine. You know, some scientists, which I was kind of pseudo one, I know he'd have got a microscope and started studying the worms. What kind of worm is this? What species is this? The preaching of the cross is to them is foolishness to them that are perishing. Is that right?
That's right.
But unto us that are being saved, is that what it says?
But unto us which are saved.
Are saved. Right. Yeah, it's a New American Standard, it's a new revised standard, being saved. But us that are saved, it's what?
It is power of God.
Power of God. What else you want to say? Now, if y'all wonder why I can do what I do and not get rattled by you, I'm saved. And I believe the gospel. I believe the gospel. And you want to know something? God would not allow me to be tempted by some spirit that I couldn't handle. My confidence is in God, even if the Gadarene came. That Gadarene wanted to kill Jesus, you know that? Well, he cut himself, broke the chains. How much time I got?
You got about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. I was in Naval Hospital, Yokosuka, Japan, 1953 to October 53 to December 1855. And there was a Turkish officer picked up and brought in, put to the dispensary services. And I was a old chief hospital corpsman of that dispensary services. I was ahead, which didn't mean a whole lot, except I was responsible for actions of others. They brought this Turk in, and he was wacko. Now, I understand. You don't understand that, but horses eat local weed and they go wacko. And this guy was, he may have been on local weed, I don't know. Anyway, we had a psychiatric ward P, NNP, and put him in this, it was a cell. It had an inch and a quarter sliding rod on it. Pretty good size block. And they put him in there and he said, well, I'll be out of here in a couple minutes. Oh, no. Yeah. You just better get out of the way of the door. Someone knock it off. That sucker backed up. Boom! Ripped that door off. Bunch of corpsmen. Grabbed him, got him down, put him in a straitjacket. He said, watch me. Ripped it. Tore it off of him. Some more corpsmen jumped on him. They put him in chains. I think those chains held him. And one day they sent him. They didn't keep him long. Thank God. One day they sent him to a Turkish ship, said, here's yours, you handle it. I don't know what they did with it. But I saw some demonized people in the Navy. Real demonized. I mean strong demonized people. I'm sure God ordered all of that. He wanted me to see things that some people have never seen. But he had a ministry for me that I didn't know about. But did you know Jesus could have set that man free? Oh, would that be a joy to watch a bunch of psychiatrists not knowing what to do, and they wouldn't have the guts, so they send corpsmen to do it? I know it's Corbin. We have a president that doesn't know how to pronounce that. I'm trying to help him. Amen. I was a corpsman, hospital, second class, petty officer. I always wondered why they called us petty.
You did?
Well, yeah, because we were petty, I guess. Descriptive, huh?
Better than peon, yeah.
Well, I suppose when it went from the white stripes this way to the red crow, that looked impressive to me. You know why? More money.
More money, yes.
Oh, we better quit. I think I'm overcoming some foolish art. So, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing. But us that are saved, it's the power of God. What's the next verse? Where are we going next?
We're going to verse 21.
Oh, let's read that.
For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Did you notice what that said? To them that are called.
Right.
Did you know? Unless God calls you, you ain't going. Don't you like my French? Yeah. You're not going. You can go join one of these desolate churches, they're called. God's not even in them. Well, look at that. God chose the foolishness of preaching to do what?
To save them that believe.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And what does it do? Read that again.
Okay, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yeah, that believe.
Right. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness.
Right.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Did you know preaching this gospel to the Jews is a stumbling block? Unless they're called. Do you know that? If you're called, Mr. Jew, you'll come. The gospel's a stumbling block to those that aren't called. To the Greeks, it's what?
Foolishness.
Foolishness. Right. Stumbling block to the Jews, to the Greeks, foolishness. Except, that's Gentile. Them that are called. Oh, you know these people that just know God's going to save everybody? Well, good. It says he would that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2. If you're called, you're going to come. You say, man, you are a bigot. Say what you want to, but you don't manipulate God. And you know, I grew up just hoping that nobody ever went to hell. Now, I grew up that way. But many are called, few are chosen. Those are the words of Jesus. I'm speaking to those that are called and those that are chosen, and you'll come. And for those of you that follow this ministry and walk with me, you better thank God that you can still walk with me. Because in Hebrews 12, talks about feeble knees, weak knees, and hands that hang down. Don't be cut out. You know, a lot of people get cut out because they don't believe this. They don't believe that God is God. Well, he is. What time is it?
11:32.
Time to quit, isn't it? God is God. If he wants you, my friend, he's going to get you. The rest of you, I don't know what God will do with you. I'm not the judge. I pray that he takes you to heaven. Let the Water of Life boys come, and they're going to do three songs along with Terry Mack and Adoration's the first one. Then they're going to lead some worship in the mass. All right?
Oh, dark in my heart. You brought life to me, a child of darkness became a child of light. And when my soul was so dry, and I need a drink, the
in his eyes.
Yeah.
is being perfected in some of you. God bless you. See you at 6.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.